Hey, Open Mic Podcast listeners. Want to share your opinions, give me feedback, or tell me what you're thinking? If you do, send me a voice message. Voice messages are an easy way for you to send me audio that might end up in future episodes of the podcast. They're the latest feature from Anchor, the platform that I use to make this show. Here are some things that I would love to hear from you. What questions do you have for me? What did you think of the episode? What did you think of the topic? Who should I interview next? Make up a theme song. I don't know. Do your best impression of me. I'll see all of your messages and I might add them into a future episode. Anchor makes that part super easy. You can send me a voice message right now from wherever you're at, wherever you're listening. Just tap the link in my show notes and I can't wait to hear from you. Again, thanks for listening to the Open Mic Podcast. Until next time, cheers and be well and enjoy today's episode.
For me personally, I feel like a lot of people do see my work. I work hard. I work hard for my clients. And they see that all the things that Mayhem Entertainment PR has done, they see that people shouldn't look at race. But I can't also deny that race doesn't play a factor because I know personally, especially through friends that are doing what I do, I know that they see the challenges, that it's hard enough, that there's not a lot of black publicists, especially black female publicists. So when I'm on the carpet, there's probably one or two that I point out that are like me, and we know each other. It's a very small niche. So, and there's a whole reason, like a whole, you know, conversation about that in itself, why there's not a lot of black publicists in the PR industry. And I've been invited to several different, you know, panels to speak on that. And that in itself is definitely an interesting topic that I feel like people need to address more.
It's time for the Open Mic Podcast with your host, Brett Allen. Broadcasting live from the Bay Area studios, here at the Open Mic, no topic is off limits. And of course, you never know who may stop by. So sit back, relax, and enjoy today's show.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome into another episode of the Open Mic Podcast. It's good to be here with you today. Woohoo, it's Sunday. We made it through the weekend. We made it through the week. Back to the grind on Monday. But before that, we have a fantastic episode. Your weekly dose of conversation. It's good to be here with you. And today we will be chatting in and joining in with Claudia Green of Mayhem Entertainment. She is a publicist, a promoter out in Hollywood, California. And she joined me on Friday for a fun conversation. She has an incredible story. And I'm excited for you to check it out and listen. It's very important. We've been working to get her on the show for a little while, but scheduling, busy life, everybody's got things going on and cooking all the time. So sometimes it can be a bit of a challenge to get people scheduled. But we had a really fun conversation, and she's just the best in the world. She reps some amazing people, and yeah, it was really good. So yeah, it's the weekend. It's Sunday. What are your plans? Hit us up at openmicguest@gmail.com and let us know what you're doing. We would love to hear from you. And yeah, I don't know. I've don't really have much to say today. Got my morning coffee and I'm amped. I've got a couple interviews this afternoon. I'm really excited about that. That should be a lot of fun. Scott Carson, I will be talking to him later today. He is a stressed note buyer. He helps people with financial situations, figure them out. So we're going to be talking to him. That should be a fun conversation as well. And a few other things that we're cooking up over here at the Bay Area Studios as well. So without further ado, we will get to our guest today. Again, her name is Claudia Green, and she is a Hollywood publicist. So if you've ever wanted to know what a publicist does and what that lifestyle looks like, then you will want to definitely buckle down and listen to this interview with Claudia. It was a fun conversation. Claudia, welcome into the show. It's good to have you here today.
All right, thank you for having me.
Well, I'm very excited to be talking to you. You are very busy, and we've been trying to make this happen for a while, I would say. But finally got it nailed down, so I'm excited. And as I mentioned in the intro to the show, Claudia is a publicist for celebrities, musicians, all types of people. She does a lot of different things. And her and I were initially connected about 6 months ago. I had reached out to her for a specific guest, and that guest wasn't really doing media appearances. And we've been working to plan a few things, and we've both had life happen, but now here we are. So I'm excited to talk to you about your career and just everything that you've done and all of the ground that you've covered in a very short amount of time. So for our listeners who aren't familiar with your story, which you have an incredible one, if you wouldn't mind sharing a little bit about your background and how you kind of got started in the entertainment business as a whole.
Yes, thank you. And I'm so glad that we got this to work. And, you know, crazy life of a publicist. But, so a little bit about my background. I'm from Sierra Leone, Freetown, and I came as a refugee, child refugee to America when I was a little girl. And from there, my family moved to Minnesota. And I grew up in Minnesota, went to school in University of Miami in Florida, and came to California originally to get my master's degree at Loyola Marymount University. I worked as an entertainment journalist in the industry. My first job was at Entertainment Tonight. I worked at the Entertainment Tonight / The Insider as an online writer for them. And then from there, I transitioned to TMZ. Oh. As many people know, that is one of the biggest gossip blogs and gossip sites. And I used to write for them as well as interning at Pop Sugar. And from there, I learned a little bit what publicists do and what they and it seemed like their life was very interesting. So that's what got me into PR. I was a junior publicist at another firm for about a few years until I decided to start my own firm. And from there, right now, I have Mayhem Entertainment PR. We have over 50 active clients ranging from musicians, actors, writers, producers, and also two lifestyle brands. So that is what I do.
That is amazing. And a crazy life it is you live. I work with publicists all the time, and oftentimes, like yourself, they're driving to and from an event or they're on set. So again, I appreciate your time. Now, without getting into too many specifics, what was time like for you working at TMZ? I have to know.
Life was crazy. It was fun. It was hectic. It was always busy. We had to, you know, not only do PA, which is production assisting, in and out. We had to drive to court, get some documents, come back to the studio. Because as you know, TMZ, they're number one in when it comes to breaking celebrity news, celebrity trials and court dates and all that stuff. So they have that amazing information and intel, and that's what we had to do, as well as writing online stories about different celebrities. So it just made it, it's very ironic how my life turned from writing about celebrities to now representing celebrities. you know, like I was on the other end of writing about them. Now I'm on the other end of protecting them.
Yes.
Written about. So.
I was going to say, you probably oftentimes might have to run pass interference for some people to not wind up getting reported, or maybe give them media training to, if for some reason they do get confronted by TMZ as far as that goes, and just being very careful in that regard. So I want to ask you, as a female entrepreneur, and I really don't even like that term, to be honest, but just because of sake of conversation, what are some of the challenges that you have faced as a woman who is in the entertainment business and doing this sort of thing? What are some challenges that you have come across that you've had to overcome, and perhaps maybe some advice for listeners who might be interested in this particular field?
Yeah, so with entrepreneurship, as you know, it's a very male-driven world, and it's hard in general just to get your name in the door and be taken serious as a woman. So, but luckily enough, within the publicity world, it's very women-driven. So it was easier to get into, but at first in the entertainment in general, it was harder to get into because you have to be taken serious. A lot of people, especially if you're young, they think that you don't have the knowledge or the whereabouts or the the ability to even do, you know, the job or get it done. And people get shocked when they see that not only can you do it, but you can do it faster than your male counterpart. So that in itself was a challenge for me. I always have to feel like I have to prove myself, which is sad but true. Mm-hmm. And I feel like my advice to people trying to make it, especially in the entertainment industry, is to don't be afraid to let people know that you can do it and you're good at what you do. Don't down yourself or downplay your abilities just so that people don't feel like you're boastful or you're too proud or something like that. You got to make sure that people know, like, hey, I can do this job. I'm the best at it. And this is why you need to hire me. This is why you need to have me as your go-to person in whatever that you do, because people need to know. And, you know, like, women can do it. We can do it sometimes better because we have the knowledge and we have the patience. And with PR, it requires a lot of patience because you're dealing with various different personalities daily. And you just need to make sure that you're good at what you do. You are on top of everything. You're organized and you know how to write well. So all of that entails a person that, you know, that is driven, that is motivated. And usually for me, I feel like women, we are that way in general. Like, we are built that way because, you know, we're the ones that are used to taking care of children. So in itself, we know how to handle situations, especially stressful situations, well. But the hard part of going about it is that we have to prove ourselves daily. So that was definitely a challenge for me.
I love it. That's very interesting. And really, it is sad in a way that there has to be such competition. But I feel like that we are at a place right now in our time and our culture where it's becoming less and less of a thing where you have to prove yourself. Would you agree with that? Or would you feel like that that's something that's not necessarily going to go away anytime soon?
I definitely agree with it. It is coming to that point. And I feel like more women are definitely getting a little bit on the equal playing field, especially within the entertainment industry. I'm hoping that it gets even better and that it's definitely equal, not only gender, but also race as well. So mm-hmm. I'm hoping it gets better, but it definitely has improved from how it used to be.
Do you feel like that race has been a big challenge for you, or do you feel like because you're so good at what you do, a lot of people look past that at all, or is it just maybe a combination of everything?
It's definitely a combination because for me personally, I feel like a lot of people do see my work. I work hard. I work hard for my clients, and they see that all the things that Mayhem Entertainment PR has done, they see that people shouldn't look at race. But I can't also deny that race doesn't play a factor because mm-hmm. I know personally, especially through friends that are doing what I do, I know that they see the challenges, that it's hard enough, that there's not a lot of black publicists, especially mm-hmm. black female publicists. So when I'm on the carpet, there's probably one or two I point out that are like me. And we know each other. It's a very small niche. So, and there's a whole reason, like a whole, you know, conversation about that in itself, why there's not a lot of black publicists in the PR industry. And I've been invited to several different, you know, panels to speak on that. And that in itself is definitely an interesting topic that I feel like people need to address more. But I feel like it's getting better and people are not really looking into race so much. They want to see what you can bring to the table. What work can you do? Because with PR, it's a lot of confidence because you have to prove yourself each month to your clients, like what you can do for them. And it's not so as a manager or an agent, like I get you work, we all thrive. It's more like I'm going to invest in you as a publicist blindly. So I'm hoping that you can do what you can bring to the table in your capability of making my name more known mm-hmm. in itself. And they see that through my work. So when clients go and they're seeking me out, or potential clients seeking me out, they see through our social media, through our website, you know, all the stuff that we've done, and they are pleased and they're intrigued and they want to hire us and they want to sit down and meet with us. And I like that, you know, like it shows me that my efforts and my work has not gone in vain, that it's actually showing through, you know, through different medium platforms.
What changes do you think still need to happen in the entertainment industry in regards to women and women of race, that sort of thing? Do you feel like we are continuing to move in the right direction, or are there other things that you feel personally that need to happen more so sooner than later?
I think when it comes to the entertainment industry and women and race, I think it's getting better for talent, for people within actors, writers, directors, producers. I feel like doors are finally opening up for women and women of color in that platform. However, for women in PR that are women of color, I feel like there's definitely still a lot of work that needs to be done. I don't see a lot of, you know, women or black women on the carpets with these A-list celebrities. And I wonder to myself, like, why is it? Mm-hmm. Is it because people don't know who we are? Is it because they go to the same? Because as you know, like, you can name the top five big PR firms, it's the same company all these clients. They have tons of clients. And it's like the ones that are smaller, independent, and boutique that are, you know, women of color, we don't have the opportunity to get to the A-list clients because, A, we're either not being given that opportunity, or people are just not taking us serious, maybe because of our race. I don't know. But I feel like there's definitely more that needs to be done in that aspect. I'm hoping in, you know, the next few years, maybe 10 years, I don't know, I can start to see more black women on the red carpet alongside with me, you know, or black women doing press junkets with clients as well. Because it's just, I like to see diversity in every aspect of the entertainment industry.
Totally. And I have to say, you know, you've done an amazing job. You have some pretty amazing clients that you represent, some very famous people, and we won't mention names, but you've got some great people working for you, or you, that you work for, I should say, or maybe they do work for you if they're doing their job in particular. Now, I want to talk about something that I feel like is definitely worth mentioning. A few months ago, it's been a while, you were featured in Forbes magazine, 30 Under 30, in an amazing article. It was entitled "Advice from a War Refugee Turned PR Firm Owner on Overcoming Adversity." How did that article happen for you? Because it's an amazing one for sure.
Thank you. Yes. So I just decided one day, like, I feel like when it comes to PR, a lot of publicists don't really put themselves out there, and they don't brand themselves. I don't understand why. I feel like you're not only branding your clients, but you have to brand yourself as a firm. People need to know who you are, what you do, what your firm does. So, in order to get that exposure, not only for my company, but it's also for me, I said to my husband, I said, you know, I feel like I have an interesting life story, I think, and I think people need to know more about me. In the beginning, I was kind of shy and like letting people know who I am and what I do, but I feel like a lot of people tell me all the time, like, Claudia, you need to get yourself out there and you need to tell people about your story. So I just reached out to a writer who does specifically women and female entrepreneurs, and I just emailed her my whole story, like in a full 3/4, I think it was like 6 paragraphs in total, just telling her what about me. And she thought my story was so interesting. She said, I need to feature you. You are a great story to write about. So I gave her more details. We fleshed out the story, and that's how it came to be the article. And from there, Forbes took notice, and they nominated me as one of the 30 under 30 for their their list every year that they do. So I was happy about that.
Yes, and I imagine that probably gave your firm some amazing boost as well. And yes. That's awesome, right?
So yes. Yes.
Good on you for that. So let's move to the side of exactly what you do. I think most of us have a frame of reference of a publicist, like something we see on television or Entourage. I'm dating myself with that TV show. But What does a day in the life of a publicist look like from top to bottom for you overall?
Yeah, so with Entourage, you see the glamour side of things and what PR does. Yes, there is a side that's glamorous, but it's not always that way. Like with PR, we wake up early. I wake up at least at 6 a.m. every day. And what we first do, you know, after our morning routine, our personal morning routine, we just get ourselves together with work. I check my emails first thing in the morning to see who I pitched out, to see if they responded. And then from there, I just head over to the office. I do my morning meeting with my team. We go over all our clients and what we're planning on doing for the day, making sure every task is delegated. And then after that, we just start making calls and doing email pitches. And from there, making sure that we have our clients set up for different red carpets. And then we attend the events with them as well, walking them down the red carpet, making sure that they're okay, and just going into seeking more ideas and more opportunities for different PR campaigns for our clients.
That's awesome. So what are some of the challenges that you face as a publicist on a daily basis that require you to just really push yourself and just go the extra mile?
I think the biggest challenge is to always be on top of things and not making sure that just letting things be. Being a procrastinator is the biggest killer when it comes to PR. You cannot procrastinate because you're just going to forget. And if you forget, it's going to ruin an opportunity for your client. For example, when I first started in PR, I had amazing opportunity for a client. I was a junior publicist at the time. And I had an amazing opportunity for a client to present at an award show. And it was a big award show. And I thought I left the email on unread, but it was left read, and I totally forgot about the email. I didn't think about it, and it just the opportunity just slid by, and I was so angry at myself. So after that, I promised to never procrastinate on anything again. So just be on top of things as much as possible, and just be organized. That's the biggest key, is organization. So that's a challenge in itself for me, and just also making sure that enough patience is needed, because you cannot let everything get to you. Mm-hmm. You have to make sure that you're cool, calm, and collected, because while your client may be freaking out, they need to make sure that you are okay. Because if you're okay, they're going to feel okay.
Another question that I definitely want to ask, I find what you do just to be so intriguing, but What would be some steps that somebody might want to take if they're looking to get into the entertainment industry, whether it be on the actor side or the publicist side? What are some steps that people might need to take to sort of start working towards that career?
Well, as a manager, agent, or publicist, definitely interning with different firms, seeing which one you feel fits your personality, your lifestyle, and what you like. Interning with them, and then if you like it, just continue to, you know, work with them and then letting them know, like, hey, I really like this company. I really want to work for you guys. I just want to make sure that you consider me for a job opportunity if anything opens up, because a lot of companies nowadays, they do hire within. So just making sure that you make yourself well known, you're doing a great job, and just keeping that loyalty with them, working hard for them until that opportunity opens up where they can hire you on. For actors, I think the biggest thing to do and advice I give actors is to be professional, have up-to-date headshots, have a great agent or manager that's going to vouch for you to get you in the door. And if you don't have that right away, just keep on going into independent auditions and just putting yourself out there constantly.
I love it. That's so awesome. I think what you do, again, as I mentioned, this is just so fascinating, But I also find the fact that you're an entrepreneur and you started this business from scratch really even more interesting than the actual work itself. I'm assuming that as you've gone through this career path, you've had mentors, you've had people that you've worked with. What are some suggestions or what are some things that you might offer to someone who perhaps is looking to find a mentor or a leader to kind of help them get to where they want to go in life, whether it's a publicist or just in general in life as a business move or a work move, that sort of thing?
Yeah, definitely. For me, I'm not against mentorships or having a mentor. I think it's the best thing ever. I just personally never done it because it just never came up. Like, I never was able to find someone to help me through and getting, you know, through the door. I wish I did. It would have made life easier. But for me, I really just made my own way. I just found different opportunities online through searching for myself on how to get in through the door that way. But having a mentor definitely does help. Having someone that you know that's, you know, an expert or has been in the industry of your choice for a very long time, talking to them, having them over for lunch or going out and, you know, paying for their lunch and just sitting down and talk to them, I think helps because you can pick their brain and see what, you know, what advice they could give you or who they may know, depending on how your relationship with that person, that how they can help you in finding that great next opportunity for you.
At what point did you go to yourself, this is what I'm meant to do, this is my calling, this is my passion to do this?
I think, one, I love working for myself because I know what I like. I know how I would want a business to be ran. And I see some great PR firms, but there's little things that I'm like, I wouldn't have done it that way, or I would have done it this way. So taking what I've learned and what I've gained through the experience and the knowledge that I've learned, but doing it my own way, I think is the best fulfilling thing ever. And working for yourself is the greatest fulfillment for me. And I think that for me, working for myself was the best thing that I could have accomplished.
So you would say that you were an overnight success that took about 10 or 12 years to get where you want to be. Exactly.
Yeah, for people, like, they always say, like, oh, she's such an overnight success, but they don't really see the hardships that they actually got through, especially with actors. That's why I never say to an actor, oh, you're an overnight success. They know, like, no, it wasn't just overnight. It
no
was
way.
Definitely years of grinding and hustling to get to where they are now.
Right. Well, when you see some of these people on television, they make it look so easy and so natural, but then you're like, well, they've been doing it for 10 years. You know, there are a mm-hmm. few people, I've heard stories where they just kind of went out for an audition and they became an instant hit, you know? So but the chances of that happening, you would probably say, and I would agree, are pretty slim to none without putting in the grind and the hustle. What did it feel like for you when you landed your first big client? How was that feeling for you?
I was excited, but also nervous because I'm like, okay, well, this is it. Like, this is, I have to now really prove myself and see what I can do. And, you know, because you don't want to lose that client as soon as you get them. That's the most embarrassing thing in the world. So you want to make sure that they're a long-term client. So you got to really prove yourself and push yourself to the point that, okay, can I really do this? And I think that is definitely the turning point in anyone's career when they get that big client, to see if it's really what they want to do mm-hmm. and if they really are good at what they're doing.
That's awesome.
So that was like my little like test for myself too.
And here you are 50 plus clients later and you're just living the dream. And your husband works with you too, correct? So you get to work together, which I can imagine is awesome, right? Or maybe not. I don't know.
It has its good and its bad.
Yeah, you don't have to go into details. It's okay. But
yeah.
I can imagine, though, you at least know what each other's lifestyle is like, right? So you know
exactly. If
you have to work late or maybe he has to work late, you both know, hey, she's working for so-and-so or this is going on and that sort of thing, which is cool. What's the future for Mayhem Entertainment? You've expanded quite a bit now up to this point. What are some dreams and some visions that you would like to see happen for your business?
Yeah, definitely. Some of our goals is expanding to the East Coast, officially getting an office over there, because I've been getting a lot of intel about, you know, people wanting us to get over there and represent some of the New York art actors and talents and stuff like that. Expanding to different, maybe Miami, maybe overseas, in London, UK. And then as well, getting into more event planning and doing a lot of different ventures as far as planning in events, planning different productions or premieres for different clients as well. So that's like our biggest goal right now that I'm trying to accomplish in the next 5 years or so.
Well, that is awesome. Well, Claudia, thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate it. And again, I'm just absolutely thrilled that we were able to make this happen. If people want to learn more about you or perhaps learn more about the industry, that sort of thing, how could people find out about you?
No, they can visit our website, mayhementertainment.com. They can find us on Instagram, social media, like Twitter, Facebook, Mayhem Entertainment PR. And just check out us, check out our client and their project, check out all of that.
Well, Claudia,
thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, well, thank you for being here. It was an absolute pleasure.
Thank you so much, Brett.
All right, once again, thank you everybody for listening and joining in and being a part of the show. Be sure to follow us on social media, all of those fun things. Check out our website, theopenmicpodcast.net. We'll be back next Sunday with a brand new episode. Until next time, let somebody know that you love them, let them know that you care, and we'll talk soon.
That brings today's episode to a close. Thanks for listening in. If you enjoyed today's episode, head over to Apple Podcasts and leave us a kind rating and review. It really does help. Until next time, cheers and be well.